Roger. It's 12 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock here at DC 101. All right, let's pick up the telephone as promised. And 4321101. Hello, what are you doing today?
Waiting for school to open.
What grade are you in?
I'm in 10.
So that would make you 16?
Yeah.
You're just a little mini miss, huh?
Yeah.
Just a young little girl dreaming of her love. One day your knight in shining armor will come, honey. And he'll sweep you off your feet and carry you away to a life of bliss.
Can you do me another favor?
Why?
I'm in Anne Arundel County and they're 2 hours late.
Right.
Can you do the lawman for me?
The lawman. You like a little brutality, huh?
Yeah.
Would you like to marry a cop?
Why not?
I mean, no, think about it. Would you like it if your husband were a cop? Just imagine everybody else's husband's kind of wimpy, standing there with attaché cases, wearing suits. Your husband would be wearing a uniform, packing a rod, huh? Hey, I mean, just think about it. Think about it. Think about what it would be like here. Oh, look out now. Look out. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a bag and become a lawman. Your marriage is idyllic. Yes, you marry a cop and he seems like everything you've ever dreamed of. Unite in shining armor. You feel so safe when you're with him. You see that big iron on his hip. But then you notice as the years go by, he turns hard-bitten and cynical. He's seen it all. The blood, the guts, the gore, the brutality. And gradually a distance evolves between you. Cops have one of the highest divorce rates of all professions. You'll hear the guys whispering. One day you'll go to him and say, honey. He'll say, what do you want? Say, is there someone that you know name of Gaggin' Annie? He'll say, no, why? Well, I just heard the other wives talk. Apparently on the midnight shift, there's some girl named a Gaggin' Annie. He say, nah. And you notice, though, when he gets his clothes off at night, you see twigs, branches, and grass stains on his underwear. Say, honey, how come you have all that stuff inside your clothing? He'll say, well, I had to chase one through the bushes. You say, but how come the bushes are on the inside of your clothing? You didn't have your pants down at the side of the road, did you? You weren't seeing some groupie, were you? He just looks at you and says, shut up, and goes into the bathroom and slams the door. You try to talk about your relationship, but it's no good. He's getting increasingly more violent. At night when he comes home, he doesn't go through the door. He just dives through your big picture window in the living room. And just lies there in the broken glass, starting to polish his gun. You say, honey, will you stop polishing that gun? Look at me, I'm your wife. And you hold up the gun and you say, but this is my life. You may be my wife, but are you with me when someone's bearing down on me? Are you with me when I'm driving 90 miles an hour chasing some idiot? Are you with me when I'm in the middle of an ambush? No, but this is with me. This is my life. And he opens up on the middle. Behind the couch, yeah, as that lawman husband of yours just takes the living room apart. Yeah! But the ultimate embarrassment is that he makes you drive around in your car with a stupid bumper sticker that all the neighbors are laughing at. And the bumper sticker says, dial 911 and make a cop come.
The Grease Man on DC 101.